This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America! Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, as we broadcast tomorrow's news tonight right here in the Thursday morning edition, broadcasting from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, home of the world champion Tampa Bay Buccaneers, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out goes out to our active duty military, our veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, keeping us free and safe. And to everybody working on the Third Watch tonight, regardless of what you're doing, how you're doing, or where you're doing it, thanks for keeping America rolling along. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe the same way, Gab the same way. We're on Parler as The Captain's America. We're on Twitter as at Captain's America. And don't forget, you can check out our website by going to thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. It's all very simple. And joining us right now, our number one to get things started, the professor of politics himself, Kyle Warren. Good morning, Kyle.
Good morning, Captain.
Beautiful day in the neighborhood.
That's right.
Are you ready to say the pledge?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, ladies and gentlemen, under God, our great country was formed on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, we start the show off with some sensational information, a breaking story that happened just a few hours ago. Dan Bongino has been announced as the replacement commentator for Rush Limbaugh's time slot on the Cumulus Media Westwood One slot, 12 noon to 3 p.m. Monday through Friday. That will start May the 24th.
Well, that's right, and congratulations to Dan Bongino.
A Florida resident.
That's right, and he has really been a rising star, no doubt about it. He's very popular, and he's going to, I think, do very well. And we give him a lot of congratulations.
This comes at a very good time in his life because I believe he's just getting over about himself with cancer.
Well, that's exactly right. And he's been keeping his fans and listeners updated. He does a lot of appearances, of course, on Fox News, especially with Sean Hannity. And a lot of people have been pulling for him, praying for him, wishing him the best on that. Exactly.
Now, we have a situation right now created by the President of the United States, Joe Biden, that is the first international incident. It's the first big diplomatic crisis for this regime, the Biden regime. Moscow has recalled their envoy from Washington, D.C., after President Joe Biden called Vladimir Putin a killer and said he would pay the price.
Yes, that's exactly right.
Wow.
Yeah, Biden said he would pay a price. That's this obviously, you ask yourself, is it scripted, unscripted? But he was asked if he thought that Vladimir Putin was a killer. Biden said, quote, I do. And so that touched off this big international incident. And yes, Russia has recalled its U.S. ambassador back to Moscow for consultations, they say. And so, again, the idea, scripted or unscripted, well, Captain, what this does to some degree is it begins to put the focus back onto Russia for meddling and all these kinds of things. And while that's happening, the idea of what's happening with China and what they represent and the geopolitical issues that are going on right now with them, they might diminish a little bit. So it's an interesting question as to why Biden said this.
Well, Biden had also been addressing reports that Putin had meddled in the recent U.S. election. That report came out yesterday, along with Iran, I might add, and ordering the poisoning of political rivals. He spoke bluntly about Russia's leader in the interview earlier this week. And now Moscow, of course, has recalled their U.S. ambassador for consultations. And all I can say is that this is not the way to run a railroad.
Well, no, it's not, because obviously here you are, you're a little over 50 days in now, basically, 50 or 60 days in, and you've got a crisis at the border that is full-blown now, and of course you have everything going on vis-a-vis China, and now you throw Russia into the mix with this. It's not a good track record so far.
Now, I got some good news for the taxpayers out there. You ready?
Yep.
The IRS yesterday said they will extend tax filing day by a little bit more than 30 days from April the 15th to May the 17th.
Well, that's exactly right. And that news broke earlier on Wednesday, and a lot of people were waiting for that because, of course, we understand that there is some backlog in the IRS, even from last year. They're dealing with getting the payments out and the checks, the physical checks as well, out. And a lot of people were expecting this. But here's the caveat. Not all states follow the federal tax deadline, so be sure to check in your own state if you still have to owe something by a certain date or have a return in by a certain date.
Well, I have. I was at my local dry cleaners yesterday picking up and dropping off some dry cleaning, and they had some different people in there that were working there, and I do know the reason why. You want to hear it?
Mm-hmm.
Well, people receiving their $1,400 stimulus checks in their bank accounts decided to go out, take a day or two off, and just go celebrate.
Yes.
And that's what happened, and that's what they told me, that their people were doing some celebrating. And I said, well, is this going to cost them their job for just all of a sudden saying that they're going to be gone for a couple of days because they're going wherever they're going? Well, we don't know yet. I mean, because a couple of them were the trainers or the managers that move around,
mm-hmm.
and they were having to do some extra work they hadn't planned on. So there's a lot of people that are planning on having a little fun with their $1,400 instead of doing what they're supposed to be doing. And I do know a lot of the seniors that are getting the money are so far sitting on it. We'll see what happens there. But we'll be right back with Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. I am the captain, Matt Bruce. Kathy, take us to break.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
If you've been following the markets, then you know how huge the automation markets are becoming. Robotics, autonomous cars, and enterprise automation services are revolutionizing entire industries. The bottom line is that automation is powering the future. And you can find out which companies are leading the charge with your free subscription to Avid Biotech Stock Trends when you text the word trend to 48542. We've identified a cutting-edge company that's leading the industry in creating the next generation of robotics and automation. Get this cutting-edge intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device when you text the word TREND to 48542. Get ahead of the curve on robotics and automation industry leaders with your free research from Biotech Stock Trends. Text the word TREND to 48542. Text TREND to 48542. Text the word TREND to 48542.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're listening to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America, Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600. Take it away, Captain.
Thank you very much, Kyle Warren, who's hanging on the phone, ready to come back here. And I want to tell everybody that this part of the program brought to you by our friends of Relief Factor, and I want to thank Elise from Covington, Kentucky, who sent me a message yesterday stating that she has been a victim of arthritis for a number of years, and she started taking the Relief Factor about a month ago, and right now she is no longer in pain. She can move around thanks to Relief Factor, and she wanted to thank me and wanted me to thank Pete and Seth Talbot and Elise. I did just that yesterday. I sent them an email, and you'll be receiving some information from them soon, I am sure. But I take Relief Factor. I've taken it for about 5.5 years, and it works for me. And the ingredients that are in it, turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3, help to support the body's natural response to inflammation. Now, it will alleviate pain at the source. It'll even lower or eliminate pain associated with exercise, everyday living, or whatever it is that you do if you've got an active lifestyle. It's 100% drug-free. It's 100% botanical and fish oil product. It supports a healthy response to inflammation and decreases discomfort, and it also helps the healing process to speed along. Now, it costs $19.95 for 3 weeks for the three-week quick start. You start out with that. You see what it's going to do for you. And then, after that, you can either get on a regular order program or you can order it as you want. But relieffactor.com/captain is the website they gave me. That's where you start. relieffactor.com/captain. Go over there. There's a little tutorial there for you to look at, amongst other things, and you'll find out what I found out a long time ago, over 5 years ago. Relief Factor works for me. relieffactor.com/captain. Okay, back to Kyle Warner, professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
I want to finish up on the checks before I move to something else. The $1,400 stimulus checks are already being deposited in some of the bank accounts with people that had active accounts that money was paid out of, and they got the record of that and all that stuff for their income tax returns in 2019. And the IRS requests, some people are saying, well, Captain, I went over there and I couldn't find out anything about what I'm doing. Well, here's the deal. If you didn't file a 2019 report like a lot of seniors didn't do, then guess what? You're not technically in that system for that. So the checks are actually going to come out, the paper checks and the debit cards too, on March the 24th. They expect to have everything done by the end of March. That's my understanding. What do you say, Kyle?
Well, no, that's exactly right. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, we had a lot of conversation. You and I spent a lot of time yesterday talking about, or last night, talking about the election irregularities in many states, correct?
Oh, yes, I remember, yeah.
I got a bunch of email and messages, direct messages about that, and a couple of phone call messages left on my phone, my answering device, and I'm telling you, people really responded to that. Now, the deal is, folks, and you got to remember what I said, it all starts right here, right now, today. You've got to get involved. Get involved in a Trump club. Get involved in a Tea Party. Get involved in a 9/12 party. Get involved in a Republican party. Get involved in something, but get out there and get involved and start making a difference, because the Democrats have got a long head start ahead of you. Believe me when I tell you. Your turn.
Well, that's exactly right, Captain. And, you know, one of the things that the Democrat Party elite want everybody to do is throw up their hands and give up and say, oh, it's too big. We can't fight this anymore. That's why one of the reasons they're trying to pass the H.R. 1 bill, that kind of thing. But as you're talking about, if people get involved and we start now and we get the election reform going, and you let the politicians and your lawmakers know exactly that you know what's going on and that you expect them to do the right thing, and you're going to vote accordingly, then that sends a powerful message, and we won't see what happened before happen again, hopefully.
Now, the border is nothing short of a state of chaos right now. Would you agree with that statement?
Absolutely. Total chaos.
And every congressman, Republican that's been down there, the only exception are the Democrats that are going, well, the Republicans, it's all racist. They're racist and they don't want to let these in, and it's racist. Next time I hear the word racist, I just want to reach out and slap somebody, because it's stupid. Racist? Who the hell wants anybody coming across their borders in their country when you don't know who they are, what they are, where they are, or whether or not they've got COVID or not? Because guess what, Kyle? They are not checking these people.
No, they're not. And, of course, the racist moniker is just a thing that the Democrats party elite, they believe now it's just is a fallback position for them. They can constantly try to label people or call them a name, and then they'll shut up. You know, they just will stop. They'll stop trying to make their point if you call them a racist, that kind of thing. But it's not. There's nothing racist about it, as you're talking about, Captain. You know, we keep hearing about follow the science, follow the science.
Yep.
Well, what happens if people come into the country, no matter where they've come from, and they may or may not have COVID-19? Do we take that chance? Well, you know, we can't even go into certain buildings or other places because you might be infected. We're taking everybody's temperatures, on and on. And this is a practical matter, but they're trying to make it into a political matter, and they try to shut people up by calling them names.
Well, the people that they've arrested and detained that have been on the terrorist watch list have not just come from one country. You ready to hear this one?
Yep. Oh, yeah.
They've detained people that have come in from Iran, from Jordan, from Somalia, and from Afghanistan, that have come across that border that they've captured and caught and identified them by the means that they have to identify, and they've been on the terrorist watch list. Now, you think those people were coming here just to settle down and relax and enjoy America? Hell no. They were coming here to create hate and discontent.
Well, exactly right, and they realize that it's a relatively easy to do if they have the resources to do it and so forth. They can try to simply exploit what the Democrats and the Biden administration primarily have unleashed on America. It's such a terrible crisis, Captain, that I don't even know what they could do at this point, save for, well, the total lockdown of the border, these kinds of things. But it's getting pretty dicey even politically. And I think a lot of people are going to start, will hear a rising criticism of the Biden administration.
And large migrant groups continue crossing the border into Texas. We've had 24,000 in the last 2 weeks. And that's because Joe Biden and Jim Jordan, Congressman Jim Jordan, yesterday said Joe Biden rolled out the red carpet, and now he's saying don't come. But the people, the message they're getting is, oh, no, you get to the border, you get in, you're in. Biden said you're in, you'll become a citizen. And, yeah, he did say all that because I've seen the tapes that roll out in 2019 where he talked about it. And also, go ahead.
Oh, no, I was just going to say, no, that's exactly right. Whatever the president wants to say now in some interview, oh, don't come. Well, the messaging, they've lost control of the messaging because that message is out there. You've got a new president. He's not the old president, and he's going to let you in. That's what people believe, and that's why they're making the trek.
And by the way, the former HUD secretary, Julian Castro, is saying that he would not be surprised if the Border Patrol was colluding with former President Donald Trump to make things worse. What a jackass.
Well, again,
what a jackass.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, well, just blame Trump or blame the people. Oh, no, they're still working for Trump or they're in league with Trump. You know, no, the Biden administration created this crisis.
They sure
and, no
did.
And no matter what Jen Psaki tries to say, tries to explain it. You know, I heard Dana Perino. She had a great phrase that I heard her say once. She said, if you're explaining, you're losing.
Right.
I heard a lot of explaining coming out of the White House earlier today.
That's right. And I'm watching the different Border Patrol representatives and the union representatives, because the Border Patrol guys themselves cannot talk. They've been told not to say a word to the reporters, not to let them into anything, not to let them see anything, not to let them along the border. And, of course, some of the Fox reporters have just been setting up along the edge of the Rio Grande River, just looking across to the other side. And El Paso, where the fence actually stopped,
mm-hmm.
is where they're coming in, just around the other side, where there's nothing to let them in. I mean, they're just wide open.
Well, exactly. Now, what if the Trump administration had said to the Border Patrol, you can't talk to the media. Everything has to go through the White House or through DHS. And you can't, no interviews.
They would have been protesting around the White House.
Oh, absolutely.
The press,
absolutely.
The press, that is.
Well, of course. And, yeah. and they would have constantly vilified the president for that.
And the other thing is, and then we'll move on here because we're running out of time in a segment. 13,000 unaccompanied migrant minors are in U.S. custody right now. The adults that were with them that could not be verified to be their parents were sent back to Mexico. But 13,000 unaccompanied migrant minors are now here, too. What the hell's going to happen with that bunch of people? Think about that, folks. All right, Kyle Warren and I will be right back. And when we come back, wait till I tell you about what President Biden did yesterday in Yemen. You won't believe it. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Power grid failures and natural disasters, they happen too often now. Will financial collapse be next? What kind of emergency plan do you have for the next sudden food shortage? If you don't, it's time to prepare. At MyPatriotSupply.com, we make it easy for you. Our emergency food storage kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They ship fast and discreetly to your door. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The Biden administration will send out more funds for COVID testing to help school districts return to in-person learning. The Department of Health and Human Services announcing Wednesday that $10 billion will be sent out for schools to expand testing for teachers, staff, and students. That's on top of the $122 billion already allocated for K-12 schools in the recently passed COVID relief package. Education Secretary Miguel Cardona also said Wednesday that it's unlikely that the department will make vaccinations for teachers mandatory for reopening. And Ohio's Attorney General is suing the Biden administration over provisions in the $1.9 trillion American Rescue Plan. Attorney General Dave Yost's suit is seeking to block a piece of the bill that restricts the state's ability to use their share of $350 billion allocated for local governments to offset tax cuts. In his filing, Yost called that provision unconstitutional, saying Congress does not have the authority to put those kinds of conditions on funding. This is USA Radio News.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're listening to the fastest-growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America, Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600. Take it away, Captain.
Thank you very much, Kyle Warren. We'll get to him in a minute, but I need to tell you this portion of the Captain's America Third Watch brought to you by our friends at Geico Insurance. Now, the website for Geico is G-E-I-C-O, Geico.com. That's G-E-I-C-O, Geico.com. Now, you can go over there and take a look at what I already know because they've been my company that's insured me for almost 16 years now. And Geico's been saving people money for more than 75 years. They are the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring over 21 million drivers, including me. Now, your local Geico office or even the Geico website can help you find coverage for just about anything you own. They'll cover the car you're driving, the truck you're driving. Maybe you've got a motorcycle. Maybe you've got an RV, a boat, or an ATV. They'll cover all of that. And then, if you want to get a cheaper policy, you can do what's called a bundle because they will give you a quote on your homeowner's policy. Also on your renter's insurance, if you're a renter, you bundle that together with your automobile policy, and guess what? You will save a bunch more money. Does it get any better? I think not. That's why I've been with them so long. And by the way, when I needed them for a claim that I had, they were right there. No questions, no hassle, no fuss, no muss, and they took care of it in record time, and that was it. Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com. Check them out. Tell them the Captain sent you. All right, back to Kyle Warner, professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, this is something that you wouldn't believe unless I told you, because if the mainstream media told me this, I'd say they're out of their minds. But days after a humanitarian situation, so to speak, compelled the Biden administration to revoke the terrorist designation of the Houthis, which is a Yemen-based militant group, the United States is sending that nation $191 million in assistance. Where do you think that money is going to go?
You know, Captain, it's not going to go. I know where it's not going to go. It's not going to go to really do anything about a famine. It's not going to do anything for humanitarian issues. The Houthis are also supported by Iran, basically. And so that money is going to go for weapons. It's going to go for other things that are not going to be good.
And I hope the people don't forget the fact that Yemen is a hotbed of terrorism that also serves as the headquarters of Al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula, AQAP, and they are still there.
Well, that's right. And, you know, not trying to be funny, but the last time we saw, you know, such a major, donation, as it were, was in the middle of the night on planes with pallets full of cash under the Obama administration. But this is something, I mean, $191 million.
This is crazy.
That's an awful lot of money.
This is crazy.
Well, that's right. I mean, and there would be other ways of providing aid if you have humanitarian
issues.
Fly
some planes over there with the beans and the wheat and that stuff and let them do what they need to do with it.
Exactly.
But you don't give them $191 million worth of money. Hell no. They're going to buy beans and bullets for that. Well, I shouldn't say that. They're not going to buy beans at all. They're going to buy bullets, ammunition, rockets, whatever you can get their hands on with that.
Well, that's right. And it really does beg the question, Captain, you know, are these just inept maneuvers by the Biden administration, or is this part of a larger point of view that the Biden administration has that might be similar to the Obama administration? We got a lot of Obama holdovers in the Biden administration.
The international community strongly opposed the Trump administration's classification of another Yemeni radical factor that I'm not mentioning until right now, Ansarallah. Remember them?
Mm-hmm. Right, right.
And they are a specially designated global terrorist entity asserting that the repercussions were going to come if they didn't get humanitarian food and this, that, and the other for them, which is what they were saying. Well, instead of getting the food, they're getting $191 million worth of money to do whatever. And this group is also known as the Partisans of God. They've committed or have attempted to commit and possess a significant risk of committing training, acts of terrorism, the threat of security to U.S. nationals, national security, foreign policy, and the economy of the United States. These people have been hard at work doing that.
Well, exactly.
And we just gave them a boatload of money.
Well, precisely. And what this does, it will help to reverse all of the good things that had begun under the Trump administration with the way that the Trump administration approached the Middle East, approached Iran, and approached Israel and issues dealing with Israel. And now we're going to see, unfortunately, all of that continue to just crumble with this new sort of misguided, to say the least, approach that the Biden administration has.
And for what it's worth, folks, Major Biden, the Biden's the German Shepherd, the older one that bit the security officer at the White House, is out of the doghouse and back in the White House.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, you're right about that. Yeah.
although Biden went back to Delaware to rest up for a day to get ready to give his big speech.
Yep. Well, that's right, because he's going to be giving his that was his other big speech he did, but he'll do the press conference here, I think, on the 25th, I believe.
I think he went home to get pumped up on steroids and stuff to keep him propped up and moving.
Well,
That's just my thought.
Well, it's going to be a real scary time for the White House staff and everybody there because who knows what he's going to say.
I mean,
that's part of the thing, but
I have some interesting information here in a minute after I tell everybody that Pennsylvania, the governor there, is in trouble right now. He is in trouble because Judicial Watch has sued for the records of the New York and Pennsylvania COVID-19 nursing home policies. And apparently, Pennsylvania had the same problem going on there that they did in New York.
Well, that's right. And so now early on, of course, the nursing homes, I think, were getting some of these patients. CDC said they could receive them at those early times. from what I understand, but evidently the state government there made it mandatory or something like that. So it's something that's going to be coming out in the investigation, and if they're able to obtain these records, we'll have a much clearer picture.
Now, I want folks to understand something here. There was a poll done yesterday, and Rasmussen reports voters are evenly divided about President Joe Biden's ability to perform the duties of the White House, and nearly half believe others are really in charge of the White House. Now, the poll is ironically 47% of likely voters believe Biden is really doing the job of a president, and the same number, 47%, say others are making decisions for Biden behind the scenes. How about that?
Well, it's certainly something that people will start to draw those conclusions. When you have Joe Biden, and again, it gives no joy to say things like this, but when you see him sort of standing there, sort of wondering where he is or if he's which way do I go now?
Well, he did it on a video call yesterday.
Yeah, exactly. And so you get to wondering, you know, how is he really doing? What we start to get the impression of is that we're watching a show, Biden's going to come out, he's going to sign the bill, but he's not going to talk to anybody. They're going to shoo him out the side door of the Oval Office. He's going to say this and say that. And look, I mean, he may have gotten himself in trouble, because of what he said about Putin. Who knew he was going to go in an interview and say something like that? People are looking at this and they don't see a vibrant leader. I think that's why they are having this issue of trying to harmonize what they're seeing in front of their faces on TV and what could be going on behind the scenes.
Well, one more little thing to add to the mix before we go to break and come back with the Truckers Highway and Bible Report. As the U.S. Senate considers legislation that would revamp Americans' election laws, voters are overwhelmingly supporting laws requiring that voters show identification before casting a ballot. We're talking about H.R. 1. H.R. 1, I do not believe is going to go through, but 75% of likely U.S. voters believe voters should be required to show photo identification such as a driver's license before being allowed to vote to prove who they are. Only 21% in this poll are opposed to such a requirement, and it's evenly divided Republican and Democrat.
You see, that's one of those practical things that good people across the highways and byways, they understand the practicality of that. They understand why,
of course,
that's a security issue. And yet they're still going to have to deal with, especially the Democrat Party elite, simply trying to gin people up into a frenzy about this whole
thing. And think about this one, folks. 36 states have enacted some form of voter ID law, but those laws would be nullified if the Senate passes H.R. 1, which is what they're trying to do, which passed the House on a party-line vote. Critics say H.R. 1 would force states to allow anyone to vote who simply signs a form and says, "That's who I am." Nuh-uh,
no.
Not good enough. Hold on, Kyle. All right, folks, we'll be right back with more. Kathy, take us to break.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with Youngevity. Teamgaday.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
And that's my uptown Jersey girl, Donna Fiducia, moved down to Georgia, and she and her husband, Don, have got a stable and a horse farm there at Carrollton, Georgia, called Double D Ranch. And you can check them out and see what if you've got horses and need to have them stable, or if you want to learn how to ride a horse, they'll do all of that there, too. Now, they're just up the road a tad bit from Fort Benning, Georgia, and a big hooah out there to everybody at Fort Benning, Georgia. We appreciate you very much. Now, this is where we do the Truckers Highway and Byway Report. We've got some severe weather around the southeast tonight. Tornado watches, tornado warnings. We've already had at least one tornado a touchdown, maybe a second one by a report I just saw a minute ago. We'll get into all that. But here's the song that's going to get it going. We're going to do a little hoochie coo.
Yeah.
Rock and Roll Hoochie Coo. And Kyle, you remember that one?
Yes, I do, as a matter of fact. Yeah, that's Rick Derringer. Goes back to 1973.
Yep. So that's only about 50 years old right now. And we've got Jeff and Sarah Solta chiming in. He's rocking along with us there on the chat room. So way to go there, Jeff. All right, well, we're going to get started here because we've got weather, and we've got some serious weather bouncing around the southeast right now. I'm going to read a little weather statement, then we're going to go from there. A regional outbreak of severe storms and tornadoes is expected to shift into parts of east central Georgia, northeastward across South Carolina and North Carolina today, with significant tornado warnings, wind damage, large hail, all possible, and there's going to be some severe tornadoes. Make no doubt about it. We've already had a couple that I know of. Now, severe thunderstorms will also be possible from parts of the eastern Gulf Coast into the southern and central Appalachians. Okay, Tyle, you take it away with what's going on out west.
Well, thank you, Captain. Yes, out west tonight, we've got a pretty clear map, so that's a pretty good sign. We do have some wind advisories and winter weather advisories to tell you about. We've got a wind advisory in southern Oregon. That's in the Lakeview area coming up 395. Also, Medford, Oregon, if you're traveling up Interstate 5, you've got a wind advisory right there through Ashland, Medford, Grants Pass area. In Northern California, wind advisory as you come down into Northern California from Oregon. We also have a winter storm warning in the Mount Shasta area. As you come down Interstate 5 towards Redding, you have a winter weather advisory as well. Also, winter weather advisory as you come across I-80 out of Reno if you're heading towards Sacramento, so be careful there. We've got some wind that's going to be coming into play in Southern California, we think maybe around the weekend, so we'll keep you updated on that as we go through the week. Our friends in Denver right now, it's 31 degrees and clear. They look like they're going to get some light rain and snow perhaps towards the end of this coming weekend, but right now it's clear right there, so that's some good news. And again, pretty quiet out west, Captain. Some rain going on right now, though, I think, forecast for Seattle and Portland. That may last for another few days.
Well, we do have some snow tonight to talk about in the Midwest. It's not a lot, but it's there, central part of Kansas, over across into Missouri, just a little bit south of Columbia. You're going to be getting a dusting of snow tonight, and then with the temperatures warmer, you're getting rain, and there are some flood watches up in the western part of Missouri to include Springfield, Joplin, and it looks like Branson is in on that one too. And then down below in the southwestern corner of Arkansas, southeastern corner of Oklahoma, northeastern corner of Texas, as you come up by 30 and go into Arkansas, you've got some windy conditions, unsettled conditions there. Might be some thunderstorms scattered in the mix there. But the big problem right now starts in about Mobile, Alabama, all the way over into the Florida Panhandle along the Gulf. We've got severe thunderstorm watches, severe thunderstorm warnings, gale warnings along there. The weather is such that we've got a cold front coming across meeting the warm temperatures, which is never good, always brings terrible weather with it. We understand we had a tornado touchdown a little while ago in Alabama, one of the states. All we had heard of so far is damage. Kyle, you might want to check on that while I'm doing this. And then the entire western part of Georgia, tornado watches all the way up to the southwestern corner. Northwestern corner of Georgia. And then you've got flood warnings, flood watches, tornado warnings up in that area right now for severe weather. That's north and west of Atlanta, just north of I-20 up there. And then we've got flood warnings in the northeastern corner tonight up above Rocket City, Alabama. We've got rain up in there. We've got some flood warnings. Got some flood warnings up above Knoxville, Tennessee right now. Chattanooga to be included in that for heavy rains that are in the area. Going straight up into the Midwest right now, we'll take a look at about half of Indiana, about half of Ohio. You've got unsettled weather conditions there for rain and or some flooding conditions. There is some flooding going on the east side of Michigan, up around Sandusky, up just above Sandusky, up towards Traverse City, up there where our friends are listening to us right now. And also in the southeastern corner of Wisconsin, unsettled weather conditions, as well as about half of Illinois. Now, the weather continues with a gale watch and a warning all the way from Maine all the way down, let's see, all the way down to just about Savannah, Georgia tonight. It's real windy along the the seaside there along the ocean, so be advised of that. And we do have some unsettled weather conditions for the possibility of some rain and thunderstorms coming across I-10 towards Jacksonville as that system comes across and then goes north and sweeps up the eastern seaboard. What did you find out about the tornadoes?
Well, we're not finding out anything too current, except for the fact that it looks like we still got some power outages in Alabama right now. About 25,000 people may be affected by that. So we're going to continue to monitor this and see if we can find any current stories about this.
Yeah, there was one small tornado that touched down, and I believe it did knock the power out there, but that happened about 2 hours ago. I did not hear the report of any injuries, and I did not hear significant damage, but any time a tornado touched down in any area like that, and you've got that huge area where you've got that watch and that warning. You know, folks, if you've got a weather radio tonight and you're in the peninsula of Florida, or you're in southeastern Alabama, or you're in anywhere in Georgia, or even South Carolina, I would have that radio on right now, and I'd be listening to it waiting for that tone, because it could happen.
Yes, exactly. And I do have one thing here, Captain. This in the Birmingham area, local television affiliate there. Tornado watch is under effect until at least 3 a.m.
Right.
For Barber and Pike County.
And that's central time, so that's 4 a.m. my time.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, folks, please be careful. Now, remember, the Pilot and Flying J brings you the Truckers Highway and Byway Report. All you got to do is truck on in there, tell them you were listening to the captain, and I said you could get yourself a free cup of coffee, and you will, and become a member of the Drivers Club at the Pilot or Flying J. RVers, you're out there on the road, become a member of the RV Club. By the way, get yourself a Pilot or a Flying J fuel card, save yourself some money. The more you buy, the cheaper it is. It's that simple. And the other thing is, Kyle, great news, gasoline has dropped 10 cents a gallon. The wholesale price has gone from 215 to 210, from 215 to 205, and diesel is now $1.91 a gallon as a wholesale price. How about that?
Very, very cool.
That's without taxes now, folks. All right, we'll be right back with more. So you truckers out there, you truck them safe, and folks in Alabama and Georgia and the Panhandle of Florida, please pay attention and be careful. You got bad weather in your neighborhood or coming at you. Be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.